Report, Ace Hardware Shelves Go Bare While Supply Chain Crisis Rages. By Wendell Hasebo on October 19, 2021. Ace Hardware is reportedly finding it difficult to keep shelves full due to the supply chain crisis threatening grocers, emergency medical services, and holiday shoppers. Operations manager John Kettles told TheChroniclesOnline.com his store in St. Helens, Washington, is having difficulty stocking items due to lack of warehouse inventory. 100% of our business is based on product that we can get from our Ace Hardware warehouse that is located close to Yakima, Washington, Kettles stated. We're dependent on what they're able to get for suppliers. Right now, we're running about 50% of what we ordered that we're getting. Kettles says he tries to order hard to obtain items twice a week and normally the items would be restocked within a few days. But Kettles told the outlet certain items have been out of stock for 4 months. We order twice a week. Normally it just takes 2 or 3 days to get back in stock on something, Kettles said. But during the pandemic and then with a certain category being out of stock, we've been out of certain products for 3 or 4 months. The everyday items reportedly in short supply at the St. Helens Ace Hardware include canning jar lids, propane, plumbing tools, electrical breakers, sealant, and paint. We want to serve our community, General Manager Melissa Peterson said. If they don't have it, they don't have it. We're doing the best with the cards we're given. The supply chain crisis is not just threatening hardware stores as it spreads across the country. Grocers in Florida are also feeling the pinch from the crisis. Typically where shoppers can find snacks, canned goods, and pet food, the shelves were bare and nearly empty, a news station in Jacksonville, WJXT, reported last week. In Target, fruit snacks were limited, protein bars were nearly gone too, and Lunchables were low in stock, WJXT also said. We saw the least amount of available frozen foods at Publix and snack foods like beef jerky were running low. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.